Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House moved on a number of pieces of legislation recently, including one that will help patients understand their billing status when they've been in the hospital. It turns out that you're not always officially admitted to a hospital, even though you've been in a hospital. What's going on here?
Yes, legislation recently passed that helps to protect seniors from so-called surprise medical bills. Patients would be better notified by hospitals of their outpatient status under legislation that passed the State House this past week. This would allow patients to be better informed about whether their hospital stays are covered by insurance, as well as the billing and insurance implications of that designation. House Bill 1907 specifies that patients would receive both verbal and written notice that they have not been formally admitted to the hospital if they have been at the hospital for more than 23 consecutive hours. The legislation is a result of situations in which patients may not realize they were not formally admitted to the hospital until it is time for rehabilitation and they are told their insurance does not cover their nursing home bills. The bill now moves to the Senate for further consideration.
There's also been a lot of concern about at-risk teens in our society today, and I understand that the House is moving toward making sure that there is training available, especially for educational professionals to identify students that may have these risks. What's going on here?
Yes, and in an effort to help educators recognize the signs of students who may be at risk, the House has passed legislation to create a suicide prevention and awareness training program. House Bill 1559 would require the Pennsylvania Department of Education to develop a model policy, model curriculum, and professional development materials related to youth suicide awareness and prevention. In addition, the legislation encourages but does not mandate public schools to offer the program. The legislation also focuses on the important issue of child exploitation by requiring the Pennsylvania Department of Education to develop a model curriculum and professional development materials related to child exploitation awareness. Under the bill, however, educators would be required to take the training once every 5 years. The bill now heads back to the Senate for further consideration.
And there's been a lot of talk about what to do with old prescription drugs recently. And I understand that there is an effort afoot, both statewide and specifically in your area, to help people out who have old prescription drugs hanging around that they might want to get rid of.
Yes, there's been a great collaborative effort with our local law enforcement agencies across Pennsylvania and locally that will accept unwanted, expired, and unused prescription drugs Saturday, April 26th as part of National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, sponsored by the federal DEA Drug Enforcement Agency. And on April 26th, which is Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., unwanted prescription medications may be dropped off at select locations within Tioga County. No personal information is required to participate in the drop-off, and the local drop-off locations will be at the Blossburg Borough Building, Liberty High School, Pennsylvania State Police, Mansfield Police Department in Mansfield, Lawrenceville Municipal Building, Gaines Township Building, Westfield Community Building, Wellsboro Police Department, and the Clarkwood Elementary School, again, to dispense of unwanted prescriptions at take-back events. This event will be on Saturday, April 26th, and it's an effort to keep these prescription drugs out of the hands of children in particular.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.